President Trump announced the construction of a new class of Navy ships named after himself. The president said that this quote-unquote Trump class of warships would be kind of the centerpiece of what he described as a golden fleet for the U.S. Navy. Joining us right now is retired Army Brigadier General Steve Anderson and retired U.S. Army Major Mike Lyons. Gentlemen, thanks for being here. Major Lyons, on the new Navy fleet, let's start there, that Trump just has now ordered. You say that it raises some new questions as he's announcing this. What and why?
Well, Kate, the question is whether or not the battleship has a role in the modern Navy and whether or not it will project power into China. That's really what this is all about. Battleships were decommissioned back in the early 90s for a reason, as the carrier became the center of gravity for naval operations and protecting that carrier and the aviation assets on it. This introduces a new command center, a command control that likely can go closer to shore and perhaps project power there. But it's one big target that the Chinese have an advantage with all more ships right now within their naval fleet. And again, trying to build something like this in an environment right where we've not been successful in getting out destroyers and other things that are more important right now to our Navy. So the question is, again, whether it is has a role in the modern Navy and whether or not it will project the kind of power that the president thinks it's going to do.
That's really interesting. And General Anderson, I mean, the president said the way he described it is that the United States desperately is in need of ships. And he called the existing Navy fleet, the way he called it, is old and tired and obsolete. What do you see in this announcement?
Well, I totally agree with Major Lyons. I mean, I think that a battleship is not the right approach. I mean, a small, agile fleet is something that the Navy needs and could use. But warfare has changed, as Major Lyons insinuated. I mean, now drone technology is paramount. So, I mean, you know, having a battleship, a big, large floating target. I mean, I look back 3 years ago when the Ukrainians blew up the Russian battleship Moskva using low technology anti-ship missiles and essentially surfboards on remote control loaded with munitions.